Hello and welcome to another episode of Bonding Through Numbers, the podcast where we help fathers connect with their children through shared learning experiences. I'm your host, Matthew Clifford, and today we're diving into a fun and dynamic way to bring math to life for your kids by integrating math and movement through obstacle courses. Whether it's in your backyard or living room, obstacle courses can serve as a fantastic medium to teach critical mathematical skills while also promoting physical activity. To kick things off, let's discuss the exciting concept of using physical activity to teach math concepts. For those of you who might feel hesitant about math, worry not. By incorporating movement, you create a multi-sensory learning experience that can make math more accessible and understandable for children. Physical activity not only gets their bodies moving, but also engages their minds in problem-solving and critical thinking. Now, you may ask, why focus on spatial awareness? Well, spatial awareness is crucial in early childhood development, as it allows children to understand their relationship with the environment. It's about knowing where objects are in relation to each other and how we fit within that space. This awareness is foundational for subjects like geometry and physics, and is equally important in everyday life for tasks such as solving puzzles and navigating spaces. Building an obstacle course doesn't require expensive gadgets. In fact, common household items will do. Think of chairs, broomsticks, pillows, and cardboard boxes. These can be used to create hurdles, tunnels, and balance beams. The key is to be creative and consider the items you have on hand. Arrange them in a way that challenges your children's spatial understanding. As you design your course, you can weave in math challenges. For example, you can ask your kids to count the number of steps they take between obstacles, or predict the number of jumps it will take to reach a certain point. Use measurements by asking them to estimate distances or measure the length of a path. These activities subtly introduce mathematical concepts while keeping the focus on fun. Incorporating games can further enhance the experience. You can have races where children must shout out numbers or solve simple addition problems before continuing. Use playful discussions to talk about shapes, symmetry, or even probability when guessing which pathway might be faster. Remember, personalization is key. Tailor these activities based on your children's interests and abilities. If your child loves dinosaurs, why not incorporate a digging station or a dinosaur walk-themed segment? Doing so not only captures their interest, but also makes the learning experience more meaningful. Teamwork and collaboration can add another enriching layer to this activity. Encouraging siblings or friends to participate in teams promotes teamwork skills as they navigate the course together. This cooperative element helps children learn how to strategize and communicate effectively, reinforcing their social skills. After completing the obstacle course, take some time to reflect on the experience with your children. Ask them what was challenging, what they enjoyed, and how they felt about using math to navigate the course. Sharing these reflections can deepen your bond and give you insights into how to adjust future activities to better suit their needs. To keep things interesting, vary the course regularly. Change the layout, introduce new challenges, or set different goals to maintain excitement and engagement. Variety ensures that the children remain curious and motivated to participate. As we wrap up this episode, remember that the goal is to transform learning into an enjoyable and memorable experience. Quality bonding time with your children can indeed be educational and fun. By incorporating these ideas, you're not only nurturing your child's mathematical skills, but also creating fond memories that they'll cherish forever. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Bonding Through Numbers. I hope you found inspiration to create your own math-filled obstacle courses. Don't forget to subscribe for more innovative ways to connect with your children through math. Until next time, happy bonding.